going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Brought to you by Aquarius Home Services. Here's WCCO-TV Chief Meteorologist Chris Schaefer with the forecast.
After our morning rain, it will be quiet for several hours before the next round hits. That's the one with big concern. It will be warm with a high in the 70s. It will be noticeably humid. The wind is going to pick up from the south, and we expect individual thunderstorms to fire up this afternoon. They could produce large hail and possibly damaging tornadoes. There'll also be a line of storms that comes through later in the evening that could produce some wind damage. Make sure you stay tuned to WCCO for updates on this storm system. Things do move out tonight, decreasing clouds tomorrow with a high of 60.
All right, thanks, Chris. Again, Chris Schaefer will be joining Chad live at 1:30 with the latest on this storm. Right now we have cloudy skies and 63 degrees at News Talk 830 WCCO.
We're going to talk Trump and polls, but I want to read a few more of the texts we received on homeschooling. We had a good guest and then good calls, but a lot of texts, people chiming in on homeschooling with the numbers rising dramatically, not just from the pandemic, but even since the 22-23 year, up just short of 20%. Among the texts coming in, sad these kids don't experience bullying, fashion pressure, drills, and lockdown practice, and the possibility they may have to give up their cell phones for an hour. Sad. I think this person might just be a backer of homeschooling. Just a hunch I've got.
I wasn't catching that. I thought that was completely serious.
Mm-hmm.
No tongues in any cheeks.
No. 651-461-9226. If your tongue could be in anybody's cheek. What do you got? 651. My daughter moved my granddaughter out of public school because of all the disruption in class and fighting going on. She now pays almost $16,000 a year to send her daughter to a private school. People need to teach their children to be more considerate, polite, and you can hardly find that in public schools anymore, especially middle schools. Try everyday life because it's a problem for adults also. I'm not diminishing how important that is for elementary, middle school, and high school kids because it can have an effect on the rest. But there's just more louts, I think, now than ever and empowered just to be jerks and jackasses.
I don't know if there's more, but we certainly are more attuned to it.
We have all those platforms, but I think you have an entitlement from individuals to be that way and feel like they can get away with it. Homeschooling, more text here, should have the same financial benefit as public schools, like compensation for free lunches, breakfast, etc. But the teachers union is pushing back. Teacher here, texter, I have homeschooled students who chose to come to my public middle school for music every year. I find they're kind, considerate. They take instruction well and work hard. They are, however, consistently uncomfortable in a large class setting, even though my other students are kind and welcoming to them. The homeschool students do struggle with peer interactions and adherence to a school schedule. It makes me worry about them and the work environment in the future. That is a fair consideration, Dave. I get where people are going to say, You know, we can emphasize, we can follow up. The disruptions are not there. If we want more faith-based, whatever faith it might be, we can dictate that. But the social interactions, acknowledging that there are some louts as kids, but the social interactions, I think those matter a lot also.
I agree. And I think a lot of homeschool parents, though, would probably say, look, we find different ways to give that to our kids. We have them, you know, involved in sports or other, you know, music activities, whatever it might be, to give them that social interaction that's, you know, still there. It's just different from being around 20 or 30 kids all day in a classroom.
Couple last ones. I would have been better educated, more prepared for my college experience, sitting in a concrete room and no windows, asking me still and quiet and expecting to learn one specific way for all the kids in the classroom is not education, it's memorization. Last one. Something was mentioned about different schools of thoughts being introduced to school. It is important to be exposed to different thoughts and ideas of others. It's through those conversations with many others that we each develop our own thoughts and beliefs, and also we learn how to accept differences. That is not the case with all homeschool children. That's another valid point, right? To have that different interactions, those different ideas.
Mm-hmm. And just be around kids from different backgrounds.
Yes. Even disruption is probably too strong because I'm not going to condone disruptions. But the unexpected, again, the safe unexpected, I think also it's good for kids to be exposed to that. I'm not talking violence and I'm not talking bullying. But going back to the pastor made a lot of good points. You need to figure out what suits your child best. And that isn't just accelerating their positive, though, Dave. Because I think we can do that a lot for love, but for true parenting and disciplining, we can't hide our kids from the areas where they're uncomfortable and they struggle in it and just say, well, they'll get to it eventually. I get when they're very young, but at some point, and everybody's got to judge the circumstances. If you're not aiding them, if you're not providing information, or not just saying it's now time for you to meet this challenge in a myriad of ways, and you're just going to put that off to the side, then I think that's a major mistake.
Yeah, and as we heard from Pastor Luke, you know, obviously every family is different. You don't have to just look out for what's best for your child. You also have to look out what's best for you. And figure out what your skill set is at as a parent. You know, you may desperately want to homeschool your kid, but if you can look in the mirror and say, I would be a terrible teacher. I can't handle this. This just isn't part of my skill set. I don't have the patience or whatever it is to go through this.
Will the kids reach the standards where they should?
And you might not know until you try.
Some do that, right?
Yes.
Many do that, right? All right, let's just jump into the Donald Trump polling debate because no surprise, any president, whether it was Harris or Trump, you were going to have polling after 100 days. This has been going on forever. And let's be clear, the polls are a disaster. They're atrocious for Donald Trump. Now, a comeback from Trump supporters might be this. Guess what? Donald Trump, for whatever reason, underpolls consistently. In 16, although if you really look at the polling, and you look at the consensus polling, 2-3 days before the election, I think Hillary had about a 2-point lead. Didn't have her losing, but it wasn't 7-8-9 as it was earlier in the summer, right? In 20, had Biden with a big lead, right? And by the way, Biden won decisively. With Trump and Harris, it was pretty much a pick'em race for a while, right? You know, I guess I should phrase it this way. Let's just circle back a little bit. Because of Biden's feeble behavior that some of us spotted for years, others later, and it was highlighted in the debate performance, but if you were shocked by the debate performance, you were sticking your head in the sand. That's when Trump just skyrocketed. Then Harris comes in. Harris has a very good convention, and Harris has the decisive lead. Remember, Trump had a bad debate. just had a bad debate. And you thought, okay. And then guess what? She was hiding. Her interviews were not going well. And Trump was doing a brilliant job of labeling Democrats woke and immigration and the economy. And where is she? And there was all sorts of uncertainty on the day of the election. And I know the plurality of voters wasn't enormous, but guess where it was enormous? There were seven states which were going to decide the election. And Donald Trump didn't win one. He didn't win two. He didn't win three. Didn't win four. Didn't win five. Didn't win six. He won all seven. That's a butt kicking. That's a decisive win. And again, it's not about the popular vote. It's about the Electoral College. And just like Joe Biden kicked his butt in 20, Trump did the same to Harris. But these numbers are a disaster. Lowest approval numbers in the ABC News poll since 80 years. Your guy, the buck stops with me, Harry Truman.
I once did a book report on Harry S.
Did
Truman.
You?
Yes.
Yeah. What kind of grade did we get?
I did very well.
Very well? Did you give yourself the grade? You were like Dave schooling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Nice. 1945. We go back to polling on this. Disastrous. 39% approve of his handling. I can give you the CNN poll, which is terrible also, a little better. I can give you the AP poll. Right near the CNN poll. Terrible. So, if you can't stand Trump, are you celebrating? If you're a Donald Trump supporter, what do you say? Are you just going to say, polls don't matter? They don't matter. Now, that's what Trump says a lot. But we all know that when he gets favorable polling, he cites them on a regular basis. So Donald Trump is, I know this will shock you, Donald Trump is not consistent. When they're great, oh, he'll tweet about them endlessly. When they're not great, they're fake. And it's just a fact that in some of these elections, 16 and 24, the actual voters compared to a fair amount of the polling, he has fared better. But what's better in the ABC News poll? Instead of 39% approval, he's at what, 42, 43? That's still awful. And for the folks who say he's doing what he said he would do, sounds good, but you need nuance. By the way, over and over again, I heard how gas prices are down. No, they're not. Go to Patrick DeHaan, Gas Buddy. Okay, friggin' guest of this show. He's a definitive guy. Gas prices are not down. When he's talking about $1.98, there's...
So, in a couple states.
Couple states. They have not been identified yet in our country's history, but in a couple states.
They're there.
Nope. They're about the same. So gas prices haven't jumped. They haven't dropped. They're pretty much the same. On pricing. Now, most of us were saying this was ludicrous, but he told us day after day after day on the campaign, Dave, prices are going to drop. Boom, day one. Now prices are up.
Now that then when they told him about eggs, it wasn't until they got to the White House they learned about eggs.
Yeah, egg prices still very high. Better, and you want to know why? Because they've made some changes, credit, but also the virus has slowed down. Tariffs, yeah, he talked about tariffs. He had tariffs. People were expecting the tariffs of the first campaign. Not craziness, not made up numbers, not every day. You have no idea what's happening.
Yeah, it was the back and forth. They're on, they're off, they're on, they're off. You guys get a tariff, you guys don't.
Yeah. And by the way, we're what? Are we 20 days into this 90-day pass? Are we 30? How far are we into the 90 days? We have not had a single deal announced. He says 200 deals. We got 200 deals. If we had 200 deals, he would have announced.
Well, they're all calling.
Yeah. Sure.
What are we up to on China? 1,800% tariff, if I know?
Yeah, it's infinity. China, by the way, refuting Trump multiple times, saying there's been no dialogue. When Trump's saying there's dialogue. I mean, who do I believe? The Chinese government or Donald Trump? Okay.
Maybe Don's been taking that Shadur Sanders type prank call.
Donald taking credit for Shadur, too. On immigration, yes, on the border, dramatic, immensely better than Joe Biden, but also giving the middle finger to courts. So in the concept, yes, but in the specifics, no. What is your immediate reaction to the President of the United States who makes news 37 hours a day? 37 hours a day, Donald Trump makes news. What is your reaction when you see the polls, and how concerning is it to the totality of his presidency? Because there are presidents who start incredibly strong and then plummet. By the time it's midterms, they're a disaster. There can be the opposite. What do you want to say about these polling numbers? You want to give a word? You want to give some thoughts? We had a couple excellent calls in the last hour. If you want to text, you can. 651-461-9226. Or both the text and call numbers are the same. 651-461-9226.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include, absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, we're talking about Trump polls. Do they matter? We can do the whole snapshot in time. I get it. And I get it where some might say, well, one poll is an outlier. It's poll after poll after poll here. Okay. And as I mentioned before, in elections, even in 20 when he lost, he did better than the polls. It is an interesting phenomenon with the guy. But as I said, okay. So he goes from, what, 39% to 42%? That's still really low. And he never ran and said this, Dave. On your pricing, when I step in, I think we need such a dramatic change that the nation is going to go through some level of pain. By the way, we still have no idea when that pain will end. And again, I hope it works out brilliantly. I hope he proves me wrong. I hope he's the greatest president we ever have. I want this country to flourish and succeed. But no, he said he could solve the Ukraine war in a day. Prices would go down in a day.
In jest.
He now says the pricing comment was in jest. Now, before we get your text, how about the photo of Trump and Zelensky? What would you say, 6 inches from each other?
They were very close at the Vatican.
Chair to chair after Trump kind of blew off Emmanuel. Get out of here, Macron. It's just going to be the two of us. And they both said very positive things. And Trump called out Vladimir with a little more force, saying maybe he's playing me and maybe he doesn't want to end the war. Okay, Donald, put some sanctions in then. I like hearing that, but show some teeth behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Show some teeth. Now, today, we have the proposal of a 3-day unilateral ceasefire. Last time we had that was on Easter, and that lasted 5 minutes?
Did it last five?
Maybe not. All right, let's get to some of your text here. I was skeptical of polls in the election. They end up being pretty accurate. Well, no, they didn't. Donald Trump still fared better than most polls. How many polls had Donald Trump winning the plurality in the 2024 election?
Didn't see many.
Very, very few. The black suit situation. He should have wore a black suit, right? But then they said they were told black suit and black tie. Biden wore a black suit and blue tie.
Yes.
Right.
Others wore blue suits.
Yeah.
But when the Vatican says this is what we'd like you to wear, wear the dang suit.
I agree. I can think of like 5,000 other things that bother me more. But it's just, if you go in there for respect and it's the Pope's funeral, it shouldn't be that difficult to just wear a black suit, black tie. But he thinks he's going to set his rules. His polls never drop below 40%. Nothing will change until it gets under that number. Well, hello. I just told you. It's 39%. So guess what? It's under. Chad, we elected a lying, self-centered, criminalist president. His first 100 days in office have been absolute chaos, which has negatively impacted most U.S. citizens. And Trump's words and behaviors have been an embarrassment around the world to our former allies. I don't think this is a supporter. Don't think so. Chad, as a Republican voter, I'm not shocked at all about the poll numbers. Immigration might be better, but the approach is horrific. From Doge to consumer prices to taking over Canada, Greenland, to the crazy tariff strategy, it's daily chaos and stupidity. We're now an international laughingstock. I think what people want a little bit more, Dave, is a plan. Is, you know, when you're basically saying, we're going to respect the courts as long as the courts agree with us. If Joe Biden, the last 4 years, would have been dismissing lower courts and said, I'm not going to pay attention to them. I'm only going to kind of sort of pay attention to the Supreme Court. And by the way, Trump keeps saying that 9-0 verdict went its way. No, it was the opposite. If Biden was just saying I'm dismissing or Obama or Clinton, first of all, the show would have called them out every time. You can't just dismiss the courts. By the way, I criticized the judge who was leading the individual out of the court and lying. Let's make sure that is precisely what happened, because even I listened to some conservatives over the weekend who had read the brief and questioned a little bit. You cannot pick and choose which ruling you're going to okay. You can't.
You shouldn't.
You can't say you believe in our justice system as long as it's on our team.
You shouldn't. Trump is testing whether you can't.
Yeah. Just like there are fake media, there are also fake polls. So, again, I get the Trump supporters believe that. But then why does Trump cite them when they're in his favor? Because he does that often.
Well, those are the real ones.
Those are the real ones. It's amazing how we can just keep talking about this clown like everything's normal and his cult isn't brainwashed. Biden did disregard the courts, particularly the Supreme Court on student loans. To some level, he did, but not to this level. And there are many ways where Biden was stopped from how far he went. How far he wanted to go with loans. So let's put that in perspective. The only poll that matters is Election Day. If you don't like what he's doing, you should have voted on Election Day. If you voted for third party, you help give the election Trump. So in other words, you just have to sit here and have no opinion for the next 4 years. Get out of here. That's absurd. All right. What are we in for? Is it as serious as we've been hearing for 2 days with all these warnings? Our guy, Chris Schaefer, on the weather, next on CCO. Schaefer is here. Cindy and all the folks who made the Hall of Fame a part of the bumper music theme. Okay, let me pick up, and thank you, sir. Let me pick up on what a lot of people are thinking, that since, I don't know, is it Saturday morning? Warning after warning after warning about how severe this storm might be. This is out of the ordinary. Normally, we don't get this type of information, I don't believe, 48 hours ahead. Am I right? And if so, why this type of information?
You are absolutely right. And, Chad, it's something we've been talking about. Oh, boy. I've been looking at since maybe last Tuesday. Okay. And when the Storm Prediction Center is putting a bullseye up in your neck of the woods, which for late April isn't unheard of, but it's more unusual. We expect this stuff in Missouri, Kansas, you know, Oklahoma, things like that. And to see it hold as each day passed, and they kind of set the table knowing the environment would be right with this low pressure center dragging up all this warm, humid air. And if you stepped outside, it's not really hot out there, but it's 64. Our dew point has climbed up to 59. And we always talk about 60 degrees as that threshold for mugginess. And if you've been outside, you can feel the dampness in the air. That's all the air surging up from the Gulf, so to speak, and then behind that low is wrapping in this dry air, and there's a jet streak that's positioned right over. There's a bunch of technical stuff going on where the soup is ready to be served. It's just, you know, we got to cook it at this point, you know, basically. But the parameters are there, and even this morning, even at noon when they made their latest update, we are still at risk. And the National Weather Service now has 25 counties to the west and southwest in the tornado watch till 8 o'clock tonight. Does not include the metro at this point. It will. It's going to be extended, certainly, to the east. The storms are just kind of firing up right now. There's a severe thunderstorm warning down in southwestern Minnesota. So a severe thunderstorm warning in effect till about 2:15. That Rock, Nobles, Murray counties, Laverne, for a reference point, is right now under the thunderstorm warning. That's pushing to the northeast. What we're going to be watching is the cells that will likely fire up in northwestern Iowa. They will take the direct course at us, Chad. And I've been looking at the tornado risk, which is the big concern, clearly. Mm-hmm. I think sure. A lot of people like a thunderstorm, not of the severe variety, but yes, there will be hail. Yes, there will be strong winds, primarily later on tonight when the line kind of merges into one. But I've been looking at this tornado risk in the Bat Cave, as I call it here, and it puts it popping kind of near Redwood Falls, creeping up toward Mankato, and even brings it across the southern metro and into western Wisconsin. And that risk around the Twin Cities is, I'm looking right now, about 4 to 6 p.m. So it's something you definitely need to pay attention. Does this mean everybody's going to get hail or everybody's going to have a tornado? Absolutely not. But the risk is there, and I think it's the better safe than sorry mentality. I certainly don't want to scare you, but I want you to pay attention, and I want you to know what your plan is. So if I come on and say, yes, tornado warning, Hennepin County, Ramsey County, you know where to go to be safe. That's all I care about. You know, I don't want you getting hurt, and I certainly don't want any damage to vehicles or houses or anything like that either. But the potential is there, Chad.
Okay, Chris, I normally think, as somebody who's lived here most of my life, I normally think of this type of storm at some point during the day, it's 85, and I just feel that humidity really kicking in. The sun is out for a while to really, my perception, to make it even worse. And you're right on the humidity. I was outside a little bit ago. It just is kind of different outside. How much of the storm might be lessened by the fact it's 60 and not 80, and that primarily in the metro area it's been cloudy all day?
Yeah, that certainly helps. And as I'm looking at, you talk about the mugginess in the air. Our dew point is up around 59 right now. You head down to Omaha, parts of Iowa, it's in the mid to upper 60s. And that's where we expect these storms to really initiate, the ones that'll take aim at the Twin Cities, southeastern Minnesota. So it's certainly muggier there. It's certainly warmer down there as well as we sit here in the mid-60s. And really, it comes down to the clash of air masses. What you're looking at is when, in the summertime, oftentimes you know how we talk about, oh, the atmosphere is capped. It's just too warm and all the layers of the atmosphere. Well, that's not the case right now. What we're looking at is this warm, moist air that's rising up, which is a little unusual this time of year, and the cold, dry air that's coming in behind. And it's along that battleground, so to speak, where we expect those storms to fire up. There is a bit of a cap in place, as we talk about it, which would inhibit growth, but I think that continues to weaken as the day wears on. So if these individual thunderstorms fire up like they are in southwestern Minnesota, nothing's going to stop them. They will grow as if it was mid-July. And there initially is where you have the chance for the golf ball size hail that can do damage. And also for the more discrete tornadoes that can be stronger and more damaging. Whereas later on tonight, when all these individual cells kind of join hands and make a line, now it's more of a wind threat. And there could be tornadoes still. They're generally weaker, though, and it's really hard to differentiate between the wind damage and the tornado damage.
Okay. For individuals who are listening, just to reiterate, what part of the state should be most concerned if this storm gets to its most significant?
I would say in the next 2 hours, western and southwestern Minnesota, heads up, pay attention, because it's popping right now, and within an hour, it's going to be east of you. I would say by 3:30, southwestern Minnesota is pretty much in the clear. I would say between 3 and 5, we're talking about Mankato, Hutchinson, heading toward the Twin Cities. The metro specifically, probably 4 to 7 is when it rolls through here, and then it becomes a problem in southeastern Minnesota and western Wisconsin after 7. So drive home, that's when it could be just west of the metro, or popping during Wheel of Fortune is when it starts to skip across into western Wisconsin.
Yeah. And then once this is done, what are we looking at?
It's going to be gorgeous the rest of the week. I mean, sunshine returns tomorrow around 60. I think we're in the upper 60s. We'll kick that humidity to the curb, too. It'll be much drier air coming in. And this coming weekend, both days look to be in the 70s. I saw so many people working out in the yard. I was working out in the yard. And
you have people. Come on, Harrigan. He's got people, don't you think?
I don't think he was working out in the yard. I think he was working out in the yard.
Oh, I see.
Pumping iron. I like to do that outside.
Yeah, you're clanging and banging out there.
Kettlebells for the ladies.
Okay. Now, this is a tough one for you. One has to be eliminated from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You probably, as much as you love music, you probably saw, here's who's in: Bad Company, Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, Cyndi Lauper, Outkast, Soundgarden, The White Stripes. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame calls you and says, we did a bad number count. We have to eliminate one of these individuals or group. Again, here are your choices: Bad Company, Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, Cyndi Lauper, Outkast, Soundgarden, The White Stripes. Who goes? Who is Schaefer saying, you're fired?
If I get eliminated in the next couple of hours, it's not because of the weather. It's because of some rabid White Stripes fans. I like the White Stripes.
Really?
I just don't think. Give it a little more time, I think. I think they're still a little fresh compared to some of the others, which, like Bad Company, come on, they've been rocking for like 50 years. You got to give them their.
Okay, let's go. Bad Company, 100% in, right?
Yes.
Chubby and Joe, did they just forget about it for like 25 years?
I'm with you. They should have been in 25 years ago. I mean, people are still doing Chubby Checker dances at weddings. And Joe Cocker, come on, Woodstock, everything. Got to be in there.
Okay, Cyndi, is Cyndi as much the cultural impact she made along with the music?
Because I think you're 100% right. I think her music is solid, of course, but if people are having an 80s-themed party,
that's it.
Somebody's coming dressed as Cyndi Lauper. They are.
Harrigan, I might be dumping Cyndi, because if she doesn't become kind of a phenomenon, I mean, compared to the top hits and the depth, when you also add Outkast, Soundgarden, and White Stripes, she's the one I'm throwing out. What do you think of that, Harrigan?
I'm keeping Cyndi only because I cannot stand most grunge, and that takes Soundgarden right out.
Okay. I mean, you're a hater. I mean,
I just cannot stand the sound of them and Alice in Chains and that kind of music. Oh, gross.
Who hurt you? Probably me working here.
I got to tell you guys, I haven't had this much fun talking about On the Bubble stuff since the NCAA, selection committee.
Yes.
It's fun.
Yes, that is fair. All right, you're going nowhere for hours and hours and hours, so leave the back cave occasionally. Thank you.
All right, be safe, you guys.
Chris Schaefer will keep you up to date all afternoon long. I'm going to keep you up to date on a place I'm going to very soon. I've been there week after week since I came back from the trip out west. Stretch Lab. StretchLab.com. I might even branch out. I might not just go to the Plymouth location. I might be headed to see my friends at Lakes location, maybe even the one by Southdale, Chanhassen, Maple Grove, 11 total locations. Why do you go, to Stretch Lab? To feel better, to get that range of motion back, to get a little flexibility, to not roll out of bed and go, oh, my back, my rotator cuff. Maybe you're a runner. Maybe you're like Hauser. You run a marathon three times a day. and the arches hurt, the calves hurt, the glutes hurt, the hamstrings hurt. Maybe you're a golfer like me, making your debut later this summer, in tears about it, after the round, what's happened to me? And you want to hit that, when you hit that ball flush, doesn't happen enough, you want that ball to go a little bit further than it normally does. You could be 80, you could be 15. They'll take you at all levels, 11 locations. I've believed in it for 6 years. Massively popular, half off your first visit, stretchlab.com. What is the proper punishment? We talk about Jarren Duran a month ago or so when it came out in the documentary on the Red Sox from last year. Outfielder who was facing so many obstacles in his life, tried to kill himself. And he spoke about it passionately in the doc and then also with reporters. So now he and the Red Sox are in Cleveland yesterday. And a despicable person who's at the game shouted out he should have killed himself. Told him he should have killed himself when he had a chance. And then ran away. Duran's staring at him for a while. Authorities are coming in. He was out of the ballpark, but enough people recognized him, so he was identified. What should the punishment be for behavior that is beneath any description? You're at a game, and for some reason, you tell someone who had been open about his mental health, just laying himself out there for many reasons, including to try to help others, and you're at a ball game, and you tell him he should have killed himself when he had a chance. What should the punishment be for this person?
Well, you could start with you're not welcome back to the ball yard ever again.
Ever. How about every ballpark?
Yeah, let's go. Across Major League Baseball, that's just fine.
Yep. We have a First Amendment. We have free speech. There are lines. It's not set up for when I say, Dave, you're a great person.
Thank you.
Yeah. Even when I lie like that. Even when I say something awful. You're not going to, I don't see laws that he violated outside the norms of decency.
Of course not.
Right? We can't start going through society. It's not often we see this in this type of public setting. But by the way, I can't imagine what he faced online when he talked about it. Maybe we find out this person is at significant mental health issues and was having some episode or something. But until I find out, if this person is never allowed to attend a Major League Baseball game again ever, I have no problem with that whatsoever.
No, I think even if there was an episode, I'm sorry, you don't need that in the ballpark. You don't need players to hear that. You don't need families, kids around to hear those type
of
things.
I'm just saying if there's some sort of episode the person was going through. Where do you stand if he's identified and faces the public crushing?
I don't know if we need that.
Linda's Construction Time Check. It's time for me to stop talking. It's time to get free installation labor on LeafGuard brand gutters until the month of April.